In this bulletin, the United States, Britain and France order airstrikes to target chemical weapon sites in Syria. A child refugee on Nauru has been allowed to travel to Australia for urgent medical treatment. And Sydney FC lift the Premier's plate after their win over Melbourne Victory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australia supports the use of airstrikes against Syria over last weekend's chemical weapons attack. The US, Britain and France have conducted airstrikes on multiple chemical weapons sites in Syria. The Pentagon says no further strikes are planned at this stage, although the situation is being constantly reviewed. In a statement, Mr. Turnbull did not say if Australia would be offering assistance in the airstrikes operation. He's described the airstrikes as a calibrated, proportionate and targeted response to the attack on Douma. US President Donald Trump says the airstrikes send a message of deterrence to the Syrian government.
We are prepared to sustain this response until the Syrian regime stops its use of prohibited chemical agents.
US General Joseph Dunford says there have been no reports of civilian deaths from the airstrikes.
We conducted strikes with two allies on multiple sites that will result in a long-term degradation of Syrians' capability to research, develop, and employ chemical and biological weapons. The strike was not only a strong message to the regime that their actions were inexcusable, but it also inflicted maximum damage without unnecessary risk to innocent civilians.
More fighters and their families have left the besieged rebel-held enclave of Eastern Ghouta on the outskirts of Damascus. Around 40,000 people, including thousands of rebels and their families, are leaving Douma for opposition areas in northern Syria under the surrender deal negotiated with the Jaish al-Islam group. Syrian state media says 29 buses have carried rebels from Douma to the gathering point at Harasta Highway. A child refugee on Nauru will be allowed to travel to Australia for urgent medical treatment after an urgent court hearing earlier today. Lawyers for the Immigration Department told the court the girl, father and sibling would be on a flight to Australia, hopefully tomorrow. Maurice Blackburn lawyers filed an urgent application asking the federal court to intervene after a request for treatment in Australia was rejected by the Immigration Department on Friday afternoon. Lawyer Jennifer Canis from Maurice Blackburn says the child remains under 24-hour surveillance after she attempted suicide three times, with the last attempt as recent as 2 days ago. The Bureau of Meteorology is warning residents in Victoria to brace for winds of up to 120 kilometres per hour. A series of cold fronts are moving across the state, bringing with it strong winds, some rain and dusty conditions. Bureau of Meteorology spokesman Peter Otto says the windy weather is the worst the state has seen in many months.
Certainly looks like being the windiest we've had so far this year, and indeed probably the windiest change or cool front we would have had for at least 6 months. So it's certainly a very significant cool change, and the winds are the main risk with this event. So that's why we do have a severe weather warning out for damaging to destructive wind gusts across the state, with the Alpine areas particularly vulnerable, but the Melbourne area will also experience some quite significant gusts through the weekend.
The Italian Coast Guard says over 500 migrants have been at sea in the biggest rescue effort since January. Three separate rescue operations took place off the Libyan coast, with the migrants mainly of African origin being taken from three different dinghies. There's an increasingly highly charged standoff between humanitarian groups seeking to save lives on the open seas and European authorities trying to stem the number of people making the dangerous crossing in the first place. And to sport in football, Sydney FC will carry their A-League dominating form into the finals after finishing the regular season with a 1-0 win over rivals Melbourne Victory. They're the first team to retain the premiership, also setting a new record for goal scoring with 64 this season. In the Commonwealth Games, Michelle Janecki will take a break from hurdling after admitting the politics of the past 18 months have left her exhausted. Janecki placed fourth in the 100-metre hurdles final that sorely lacked the star power of the injured Sally Pearson. Australia maintains its top spot in the medal standings with 65 gold medals, followed by England on 31 and India on 17. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 25, Adelaide showers and windy with a top of 20, Melbourne windy with showers and 17, Hobart rain at times and windy 18, Canberra possible early storm and showers 21, Wollongong possible early storm and windy 29, Sydney similar conditions 31, Newcastle possible early shower, windy 29. Brisbane possible shower or storm and 30. Cairns a few showers developing in 31. And Darwin possible shower or storm 34. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay up to date with SBS News online and on social.